And welcome back to Coast, our special guest for the next couple hours, Shepard Ambelis. His latest work is a documentary film called Shackled to Silence. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the program. He's been working and tracking NASA's planetary defense project to divert an asteroid. Could it happen? We're going to talk with him about that, too, and much more on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Shepard Ambelis back with us, a journalist, analyst, founder and editor-in-chief of IntelliHub News and Politics. Shep is also known for producing Shade, the motion picture, and appearing on the Travel Channel's America Declassified It. Shepard's new documentary film, Shackled to Silence, is now out and available on DVD, video as well. We've got a trailer link for you at coasttocoastam.com. Shepard, welcome back, my friend. How are you feeling? Everything good?
Oh, absolutely, George. And as usual, it's great to be back on the show with you and the great listeners of Coast to Coast AM.
Are you weathering COVID okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I came down with something towards the end of last year, and, you know, it seems like some of the descriptions that they're talking about with the COVID, and I don't know if I already went through it and I'm immune to it now or whatever, but I just live my life as normal.
Well, good for you. We'll talk about your Shackled to Silence later on in the program tonight. You've been keeping busy. Tell a lot of folks about yourself, Shepard, who might not know who you are.
Well, I'm a journalist. I run the website IntelliHub.com, and I got into it back in 2009 when I appeared on the Alex Jones Show because I was driving by this local cemetery and found out they were installing all these mass graves and there was these FEMA coffins, and I went and documented all this, and I started getting into these pandemic preparedness plans, these government plans that were put into place that essentially would allow for the declaration of different scales of a pandemic, level 1 through 6, pandemic martial law, essentially. And George Bush put some of these provisions into place during his presidency.
Wow.
And it had to do with the novel flu and whatnot. But this led me into journalism, and I started the website IntelliHub, and I've made some documentary films now, you know, and I do talk radio and all that, and I just like to get the word out. I like to get the truth out, and there's so much going on in this world, as you know, George, that is not broadcast on the mainstream media, and that's why we got to have shows like Coast to Coast AM and websites like IntelliHub.
Absolutely. I call Alex, our old friend, the bulldog, because once he bites, he doesn't let go.
Absolutely.
Now, how did you get involved in the stories about asteroids and asteroid probabilities?
Well, IntelliHub, my website's been tracking space and space weather for some time, that the LNN fiasco that went on back in the day, where people speculated there was drills going on, mm-hmm. and they were preparing for something, and this progressed into just this year with my COVID investigation. I had authored actually hundreds of reports on COVID, you know, maybe by March of this year, and my COVID investigation took a twist when I found out that the Johns Hopkins University, the same people that do the COVID case map and the COVID death map, basically, are actually in charge of controlling the trajectory of near-Earth, Earthbound asteroids.
Jeez, I didn't know that.
NASA. Yeah, they're working with NASA. It's called Project DART. So once I found that out, it led me to a White House level, a presidential level, near-Earth deflection program. And they actually have this posted to whitehouse.gov. And basically, in 2018, they met and they said, look, we need to form international working groups with some of the bigger nations, and we need to start actively talking about planetary defense, because what they started to notice was these near-Earth asteroids were starting to come in at a rate like never before.
This is funny, too, Shep. I got an email last week, and this may be based on your work, from one of our listeners, and I didn't put the two and two together until you just started talking, who said that they believe that COVID-19 that's happening worldwide is an exercise to see how people react to a possibility of an asteroid strike destroying the planet and shutting things down.
Yes, so that's essentially what my film is investigating, all the stuff that we're talking about. And we went around and traveled around the United States and did an investigation, and that's essentially what we're coming to realize, that it's not only, they're not only preparing for an asteroid strike, they're preparing for natural disasters. And we talked about this a little bit before. Now, I was on the show
a couple months ago.
April 7th.
That's right.
And on April, I was talking about, these were just theories at the time, but based on, I was saying things like, look, these lockdowns aren't going to end. They're worried about something coming from space. I was worried about this asteroid 1998 OR2, which was coming in on April 29th. Well, it turns out what happened was unprecedented, and this has been independently confirmed now. Around April 27th, 28th, and 29th, we were in full-on planetary defense mode, George.
Wow. And they didn't tell us.
Right. They didn't tell us. They were braced to the extent to where they had a secret military joint security task force in Washington, D.C., ready to dig the president out of rubble if need be. Now, the thing is it wasn't just that one object that they were worried about. What we found out was there was over 40 objects that converged during a three-day period near the end of April, and they came so close that basically if you see the JPL data and all the trajectories of these asteroids converging in those 3 days, it just looks like asteroids coming at us from every angle, and they all intersect around those 3 days. And if you go back 500 years in the JPL data, in the history, and you play it, on a super fast loop, and you go forward even 500 years, nothing in their database has shown an intersection like that ever happening in the history of NASA. So we're at an all-time high here for these asteroids. Now, since I came on the show and was saying they're worried about these asteroids, two asteroids have passed at record close.
Very close, like within the right. Within the moon, which is very close, isn't it?
Yes, asteroid 2020 VT4 basically gave us a near graze, and it was just 4,192 miles out from the planet's center. A lot of people don't realize when they measure these asteroids and the distances from the planet Earth, they are actually measuring from the planet center. So if you've got approximately a 8,000-mile in diameter planet, then from the center, you're looking at 4,000, ish miles out. This thing passed at about 250 miles out into the atmosphere, is what some reports are saying.
Shepard, do you believe there's something headed this way now? I've always thought it's not if, but when.
Yeah, it's hard. Well, we all know there's Apophis, and this is coming up in 2029, and this, like you said, that caller said, whoever contacted you, this could be a drill. That's what our research is showing. It's showing that COVID's a blanket op to prepare for such things. Now, we know Apophis is coming up in 2029. Now, what's crazy about all this, George, is due to COVID, they shut down all the near-Earth object tracking telescopes. They've shut down almost all the observatories. And to top it off, the Arecibo Observatory, was damaged. Now, it wasn't only damaged. It was damaged once, but just recently.
It collapsed, didn't it?
A cable snapped and the whole entire thing collapsed, which basically I predicted. We've talked about it on my radio show. And I saw the footage, and they even had a drone flying at the time that this happened. It looks highly suspicious. Now, there's articles out there right now, with headlines like, world's alien tracking, UFO tracking telescope, now shut down. This scares me because I feel like this Arecibo, this is the mascot for all these telescopes that track things. Now, if and when something does happen, God forbid, they can go back on this and say, look, the Arecibo was down. We're sorry. It was an accident. We couldn't warn you. So I see a lot of pre-positioning and pre-staging and setup in the media today, and it's becoming more frequent. Back in 1846, they were already speculating that there was an object back beyond Neptune, out there, a big object, Planet X, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And they can tell that because of how it's affecting the orbits of other planets and whatnot. So as this started moving forward and people started becoming more and more aware of this, they basically, our government said, look, we need to send up some probes. They sent up the Pioneer 1, got some magnetic signatures. And then that's really when they sent up the IRAS in about 1983. But the New York Times openly admitted this. Now, the New York Times published a piece in January of 1983, January 30th of 1983, Section 4, page 20. And the report basically pointed out that there was this perturber out there. And
was that perturber, would it also be a Planet X?
Right. And they were saying that, just what I was saying, that the Pioneer spacecraft looked into this, and then they're boasting in the article that the infrared astronomical satellite, the IRIS, was set aloft put into place specifically to track this. But then a lot of this news and rhetoric was shut down. I mean, this went silent. Now, I was a five-year-old kid when my grandfather had come to the dinner table one time, and he ran over there with this article, and he was very excited to hear about this. So, I actually remember this, from my childhood. Now, coincidentally, the government started realizing this is a very real thing, and they started worrying about how they're going to house their displaced citizens. Do they need refugee camps? What do they do? That's about the time they started firing up the Rex 84 program during the Ronald Reagan era, and Oliver North was put in charge of making all of these camps. Now, they were telling the American people that these camps were in case there was a mass exodus from Mexico due to something, that, maybe they would need to lock up the Mexicans. But in reality, these are essentially refugee camps for such a disaster. And our government has been planning and preparing, actually, to save its citizenry, because what I found out during all this investigation is that governments around the world are faced with the same problem in all of this. And if you don't know what's going to be destroyed in the world, or if a volcano is going to go off here, or a nuclear winter is going to happen there, or we're going to get spot impacts here and there, or one big continent killer is going to hit here. If all of this is not really known because we're going through debris, then governments have to protect their own population, because each government could be invaded if they were weakened.
That's right.
So it's their job to fortify their country and protect their populace. So they've actually been setting up refugee camps and whatnot, and all of this to prepare.
How devastating could this be for us? I mean, right now people are at wit's end, Shepard, with the COVID lockdowns. I don't know how much more they can take.
Yeah, that's the thing. When I was on your show last time, I was talking about how these lockdowns are not going to end. They're just going to keep lifting them and doing them. That's because I didn't really make that up. There's white papers that are talking about this. Now, they're talking about going into 2024, 2025. It feels like a danger period, and people are getting pushed to the limit with these lockdowns. And we can see with California now going into another hard lockdown, and other states and cities like Pennsylvania is in a lockdown again. People are getting fed up, but they're also at the same time, a lot of them are being conditioned. And the mask thing becomes a ritual for people, and a lot of people get used to it. And that's why I titled my film Shackled to Silence, because essentially they've shackled us to silence through this COVID operation, which has essentially silenced our voices. They're doing social distancing for lots of reasons, and they're keeping people locked in their homes, I believe. And we saw with the lower rates in the hospitals, you know, they said hospitals were swamped, but we had hundreds of videos of major hospitals that were less busy at the time. So we're looking at why they're doing all this, why they rolled out the field hospitals, and why they rolled out 30,000 trauma surgeons, which we interviewed doctors in my film as well. Dr. Richard Urso out of Houston was saying, look, he doesn't know why they rolled out these trauma surgeons. It makes no sense. And trauma surgeons deal with impact wounds. Now, what we also found out through this is they want to be able to have their infrastructure to be secure, their infrastructure to be safe, but they also want to be able to respond if something's going on. So they want clear roadways, they want clear airways, and I believe that when we're in some kind of threat or danger period, or when they're trying to mitigate one of these objects, or when they're just unsure, they are calling lockdowns in certain areas. That's what it feels like to me, but all of this seems like a big test operation to top it off, even to the point of, with the riots we saw and all that, to the point of them testing, look, how are we going to protect these cities? How are we going to do this? How are the people going to react? If the people burn down the city here, what do we do there? This is all goes back to this 1982-83 era where they started to confirm this. And then the original incursion into the Gulf during the Gulf War was actually dubbed, if you look it up, Operation Planet X.
Hold on for a second. We'll come back, Shep, in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back. Shepard Embellus with us. His film, Shackled to Silence. What was it, Shepard, that got you to do this documentary?
Well, just I wanted to get to the bottom of what's going on under the guise of COVID, because everyone knows something's going on. They're not telling us everything. Something just seems, I'm sure you're aware of this. All the Coast to Coast listeners are aware of this. Something just seems out of place with how they've handed us this COVID thing. And I started finding out all these things we were talking about. Also, the fact that we went into continuity of government on March 16th of this year, and how General O'Shaughnessy appeared on Morning Joe with Mika to talk about it. And they literally admitted they were bunkered down. You know, that it's all part of this. Also, it's part of that Joint Security Task Force operation that was going on in D.C. because it's part of this evacuation program called JEEP. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't really send task force that are prepared to dig the president out of rubble if the White House was obliterated, or this evacuation program called JEEP, Joint Emergency Evacuation Program, that's to get these people out of Washington, okay?
Yeah, not in, but out.
Right. And they had also called for all these old school radar arrays to be set up around the area. And I found that strange as well. I mean, I'm thinking, like, are they actually trying to track these things once they enter the atmosphere? Are they going to get actual coordinates on these? And, you know, is that so? They started messing with the whole chain of succession. I found this all out, and I started seeing how they are really positioning for something. Now, it all also goes back to the White House papers that talk about how they needed to establish these international working groups, and they did. And most recently, the two times that we went into planetary defense. So all of this just added up, and I said, I got to go travel around the U.S. I got to talk to all these people. You know, we interviewed lots of people, Dr. Jason Rand, a renowned Planet X researcher.
You had Jerry Corsi on, right?
Yeah, right. He's in the film. So just a bunch of people that really know what they're talking about. And by the end of the film, the general consensus is, yeah, something's coming. And
now you believe COVID, Shepard, is real. People are dying.
Right.
I do believe that the flu deaths have been included in those numbers and everything else.
Yes, I've heard your shows. Absolutely. They've included the flu deaths, and they hyped them. COVID is real. But the testing, this is another thing we found out, and it's in the film. The testing, the tests are designed in a way, these PCRs, to be very sensitive. So essentially, they're giving false positives based on they're picking up antibodies that are from a prior coronavirus or common cold or flu, and then they're testing people out as COVID. And this is another way that they can get these numbers up, because we also found out that there's this whole racketeering scam going along with the COVID, where, of course, they're getting all this money to log people as a COVID patient.
That's
right. All this stuff, and it goes on and on and on. This is a lot of this is being orchestrated from a top-down banker level, believe it or not, talked about. This is what I'm finding out, that because these bankers are some of the most elite people in the world, and they're really the ones running these intelligence agencies. See, a lot of people think that the CIA was designed to essentially protect the United States and, you know, go out and, seek out.
How did you tie the COVID-19 situation and the way they've shut down things? And I don't think every governor is aware of what you've just done. I think some of them are just in a fog and they're afraid, so they shut down everything. But how did you tie in asteroids with that?
Okay, so basically, through the deflection program, through Washington position and rollout, they've openly admitted they deployed. When I came on the show last time, I was talking about military movements that I was seeing. That's another thing that had been confirmed after that show, just what I was saying. It was the largest military deployment since World War II. They literally rolled out and positioned. So when I see that the Johns Hopkins University controls the COVID case map, and I find out they also control the trajectory of near-Earth asteroids with NASA's Project DART, and then I find just dozens of white papers that dovetail all this together, and I see them bracing for impact, and I see big, tough generals, General O'Shaughnessy, bracing himself in NORAD and bunkering in because of an invisible enemy, COVID. It just doesn't add up.
No.
And that's how my mind just works in a different way. So I had to get to the bottom of this, and believe it or not, it's all goes back to this Planet X and this perturber, and because there's more to it than just the asteroids. There's also Earth changes. There's like the CIA's Adam and Eve story. You know, they went out and sought out this information right before the break. Last time we were talking about the incursion into the Gulf. The Gulf War was actually dubbed, people can Google it, Operation Planet X. They went in. They wanted to get a hold of the Sumerian records, the cylinder seals. They wanted to confirm even more. They wanted to further confirm some of this stuff. So what they see is, we now know that they have contracts with Brazil, Argentina, and Australia. And these countries have signed these contracts, and they're worth hundreds of billions of dollars, and they're to house displaced U.S. citizens if the Yellowstone supervolcano or Long Valley caldera were to go. Now, the alarming thing about this, and this all ties in, is these contracts are for a 10-year period. Now, I broke this in, well, I didn't really break it, because I found out about this because the African National Congress turned down a $10 billion disaster management deal. So I started digging into it and found out who took these deals and what they were for. Now, but this went from 2014 to 2024. It's a 10-year contract. Now, we're in that time frame, George, and they know all this because they've been watching this thing move in. Now, they're talking about these asteroids are being flung at us now. See, Jupiter essentially always held the asteroid belt back from Earth so that...
It kind of blocked things, didn't it?
Yeah, it's like a guardian for the planet, right?
A shield.
There's only been like 50 known asteroid strikes on the planet, believe it or not. And so... They haven't been that prevalent from what we know, but now they're starting to fling into us. And that, see, the problem is they're not finding these things until after they pass. That's why they wanted to shut down the observatories. That's why, they have their space-based telescopes, and they know what's going on, and the governments all know what's going on. But they don't want this word to get out on a street level. Because they're monitoring this. They're monitoring this move in. So as a big perturber moves in, it could be 11 times the size of Jupiter. It could be 200 times the size of Jupiter. A lot of people speculate it's the binary component to our sun. A lot of solar systems have binary, even trinary components. And they're now seeing this on the ISWA, the Integrated Space Weather Analysis System. This is what Eric Briggs, Angry Catfish Briggs, talks about in my documentary as well. He's a researcher, and he's been monitoring this ISWA, and it's essentially what this equipment does is it monitors the magnetosphere and the magnetic signature around the planet as it flies through space. And most people don't know this, but as the planet's flying through space, if you took a side view of the planet, it kind of looks like a comet with its magnetosphere, and the magnetosphere kind of builds a bow shock in front of the planet on the sun side, and on the aft side of the planet, the rear side, the dark side, you get like a little tail. This is all magnetic signature. Now, I myself have looked at these magnetic signatures because I've covered space weather from time to time, and I've never seen anything like this either. And it's been like this now for several months, and you can see this in my documentary film, Shackled to Silence. But Eric Briggs brings out the fact that they can see now what appears to be a massive object encroaching on the magnetosphere, giving pushback from the rear of the planet. So they're getting a negative magnetic signature from the rear of the planet, and you can clearly see in that signature that it looks like a massive object. And this signature has gotten bigger and bigger over the last 2 months, further adding to all this, all this hypothesis.
What percent of the governments on the planet do you think might be aware of this?
I know at least the G20 nations are, but honestly, probably
not a lot.
Over 100
of the entire planet.
Yeah.
Strange situation.
Yeah, we also had that meteor impact in Nigeria, and the Nigerian president came out and said it was a bomb blast, and they tried to cover it up because, again, why would you cover this up? Why would you care to cover up an asteroid impact? But I could clearly see, and colleagues of mine, Marshall Masters, we were talking about this. There was overpressure damage on buildings nearby. We could, fairly far away, and none of this looked like a conventional bomb. There was nothing found in the crater and all that. And we said, look, this is a meteor impact. Well, turns out it was. Again, another thing that's happened since I came on the show and was talking about all this. So they've now literally admitted that was a meteor impact, which adds to that list of 50. And just like with this latest flyby with this 2020 VT4 and all this stuff, these things are whizzing by, and they're not detecting them for 3 days later, 2 days later. And I think that's also what they're worried about, just debris. But with a perturber comes Earth changes, and as something like that's moving in, it essentially causes induction heating, because the Earth is a giant magnet. The Sun, all these planets are like magnets in space, and if people Google induction heating, induction heaters, you can melt metal with magnets, and essentially, the Earth reacts the same way. Mother Earth reacts the same way. So this is a cyclic pattern. They've talked about this in the Bible. They've talked about this in past civilizations. They know that there's different times in history that there's been catastrophes, the Great Flood. They've documented pole shifts. And coincidentally, apparently, as the CIA has cataloged with the Adam and Eve story, people can Google search CIA Adam and Eve story, they found out that these pole shifts don't happen over a long period of time, but rather just over a period of hours. And a lot of that might be due to if a perturber like this, it's theorized it's possibly a brown dwarf star, a failed star, the binary component to our sun, and it possibly has its own system around it. But as this stuff approaches, we also approach in that time frame and in that process with Earth a thing called magnetic braking.
Do you have a speculated date, Shepard, on when you think some calamity could occur?
I don't, but I know that all of the white papers and all the rhetoric that I'm seeing and all signs are pointing to they're going to keep these lockdowns going through 2024.
Oh, my God. So, people can't handle that.
No. And, as we talked about this last time I came on the show, and I was like, I hope I'm wrong. But this is coming from their white papers. That's why it's not like I predict this stuff and then it happens and, I'm somehow all-knowing. They just literally lay this stuff out and just a lot of people just don't take the time to read them, or they're hard to find and that. But, you know, this is what's going on. So I do believe we're in a danger period. Now, no one's saying there's going to be anything that's happening, because they do have deflection programs, and they're just, from what I understand, are in a phase. It's like brace for impact and get ready, because like the Long Valley caldera in California is looking like there's some activity, and Yellowstone, and you know, all their scientists and top people are telling them, look, as this thing approaches, yeah, something could happen. So they're basically, essentially, all these governments are in a holding pattern, and they're really readied. They told us that the food was disappearing off the shelves, that we were taking the food off the shelves and panic buying. Now, although some people were panic buying, the president came out and he said, clearly, everyone doesn't need to panic buy. There's plenty of food. What I found out is that kind of balanced everything out. Now, the crazy thing about this is it's the U.S. government has been going around different states independently, and this has been reported in the mainstream media and the whole nine yards. They're going around, and they're stockpiling food.
For themselves, probably. Stay with us, Shepard. We're going to come back and take phone calls next.